David, your thoughts on tonight's 3-1 win here at Windsor Park?
Probably like everybody that watched the game, nerves are wrecked. But again, credit to the players. We came out in the second half. I actually had a pop at them at half time. I thought we were a little bit off it. We probably allowed Crusaders too much time and too much space in the first half. So we had a little pop at them at half time, and obviously didn't work because within 40 seconds of the second half, we conceded a really, really poor goal. But credit, absolute credit, I've been saying for a number of weeks and whatever else, I couldn't be any more prouder of what the players give and do, the way they went about it. Obviously Mark Stafford playing two games in the space of 3 days is not the norm. It's the first time he's done that this year, so I would imagine staff will probably need 7 to 10 days probably now off it to get him ready for whatever games we have left this season. But you know, can't be any more complimentary of the players. I'm so pleased for them. I'm proud of them, the way they went about it, the way they stuck at it. Shane Lavery got another big goal for us, and then, well, it's Joel Cooper at the end, their deflection. To be honest, I don't think our bench, and I'm sure the Linfield supporters who were watching at home or listening on the radio or whatever else, would have been too concerned with who got the third goal, but it was a huge goal for us.
As you say, 2-1 up, you know, 10 minutes to go. It's torture watching these matches with so much at stake and so much can go wrong. But that's all's well that ends well, isn't it?
But that's why, again, you support your team, because there's so many ups and there's so many downs and there's so many, you know, times that it's, you know, your team's in front and somebody gets an equaliser, or your team's behind and you score the winner, and the, you know, the joy and the jubilation, the excitement and the joy. And that's why supporters support the football club, because they have them days. I know it can't be easy for the supporters at the minute when they're watching at home. But again, all we've done this year is tried to give them as much joy and as excitement. I thought tonight was to and fro. And to be fair, credit to Stephen and Crusaders, they went about it. You know, it would have been easy for them to sort of think, well, they can't win the league and they can't get into the top two, to sort of have a night off. They certainly didn't have a night off. They made us work for it, and that's a credit to Stephen and the players. But we dealt with what we had to do. We'd done our business tonight, and in the end, well, it was an exciting, stunning performance. I don't think so, but it was a gritty, know-how, professional, solid. I couldn't be any more prouder of the players tonight.
It's all about results at this time of the season, and two big results, two big Belfast derbies, a point on Saturday, 3 points tonight. You know, it's been a great weekend, hasn't it?
It has. And again, you know, I spoke to Ian Saturday after the game, and you know, I felt as if we possibly done enough to possibly share it. But again, you know, sometimes you take your medicine. Like I said, the quote on Saturday, sometimes half a loaf's better than no loaf. So we come away with a point. We come away with a point 4 or 5 weeks ago when we went to Larne, where we wanted our best, and they scored a big goal for us. So there's been big moments, but still got a little way to go with Dungannon on Saturday, with the potential hopefully of getting through and going again on Tuesday night before we have the opportunity to go and play Larne here at Windsor Park to win another league title.
We're agonisingly close. It's a game ticked off. It's 3 games to go. You know, one more win, maybe even a draw, will do it. It's so close. You can almost touch it. You almost smell it.
Yeah.
But it's 55 and it's special and all the rest of it.
It's certainly in the reaction of the players in there. It's not a case of, you know, there's no show of emotion and no high five and to say great job, lads, and whatever else. There's still a long way to go, and we're appreciative of, you know, we've still got to play Larne in the league, with hopefully the potential of 2 games before that. But again, you know, it can't come quick enough. The cup competition, of course, and I said to the players, and I've been saying to them now even before we played Anna, about the selfish nature of football, about the opportunities when winning league titles and winning cups come around. You know, never waste an opportunity. So the cup's now a priority. We'll see what type of squad do we have. There's a few probably out of legs. As I say, Stafford certainly won't play. You know, Hawkins played a lot of games. Gallagher, Mulgrews, coming back from sort of a long-term injury, played again, a key role again tonight. Stevie Fallon covered, I think he covered every blade tonight. Joel Cooper, you know, Kirk Miller covers every blade every time he plays, and Shane Lavery. So we'll assess where we are for Saturday. We won't prioritise Saturday over Tuesday or Tuesday over Saturday if we're in it. We'll take it as it comes, and we'll make sure that come Saturday we'll have a squad befitting of this institution of a football club to go and hopefully put on a performance against Dungannon in the cup.
and Dungannon are no mugs. They put Glenavon out in the last round, and you know there's a warning that Rangers won the league, and then you know the Scottish Cup, they you know they didn't do it. So you'll it's the Cup is a major priority now for Saturday, isn't
it? We'll finish off what we started tonight. We'll reassess. I'll probably speak to some of the players tomorrow and regroup and get ready to go on Thursday night for training. Hopefully pick a whatever squad's going to play, whatever team's going to play. As I say, we want to beat Dungannon, and again, I've made no secret from the first day I come to this football club, I want to win every trophy going. That's not me being big-headed or selfish or above myself. I feel that the squad that we have now, that we can dead and bury the game tonight, prepare again for Saturday. Of course, the league's the crucial one. That's financially what gives you the you know the key route into European football. But to be greedy, I want to win as many trophies. I want to be in as many finals. And people may say, always take the next game. Of course, absolutely. But at this football club, with the traditions, I always, even today, I was recalling some of my words when I first took over at this football club, and I said, I want to bring success to an already successful football club. So I feel as if we've done that as a group, and if we continue to go along in the right way, Dungannon will take care of itself. Dungannon have a new manager. They're playing in a fascinating way for everybody, the majority of people in the Irish League. And we look forward to the challenge on Saturday.
Well done tonight, a huge win, and obviously all the very best for another huge game here at Windsor Park on Saturday, David.
Cheers, Andy.